E. Fur and feather. How would you like a tiger in your living room or an elephant in your garden? What about a zebra in your garage? For one thing, it would not be legal, and your neighbours would probably complain. It's good that we have other alternatives. Let us take a closer look at some of them. Dogs are said to be man's best friend. They will stay loyal to you forever, and they can do so many things. Blind people use dogs as guide dogs, and the police use them to catch criminals and to find anything from bombs to drugs. They have an exceptional sense of smell. Dogs can be used to find people who are buried under the snow, for example. However, most people have a dog simply because they want it to be part of the family. A dog can help you get into shape too. We usually talk about walking the dog, but maybe it's the other way round. Do you know the expression to fight like cats and dogs? Cats and dogs often fight, but if they're used to each other, they can be good friends. However, cats are very independent animals, and they cannot be trained in the same way as dogs. They're also natural hunters. Your cat will probably bring its prey into your house, a mouse, a rat, or maybe a baby bird. If you do not like the sound of this, you could have a pedigree cat. They normally stay indoors. However, some people put a collar and lead on them to take them out for a walk. Dog in space. Who first orbited the Earth? A dog called Laika. She was a stray dog from the streets of Moscow. In 1957, the Russians placed her in a rocket and launched it into space. It circled the Earth for 163 days, then burned up. Nobody knows how long Laika stayed alive. About 4 years later, the Russian Yuri Gagarin became the first man to orbit the Earth. Tortoises are not very active animals, but they can be quite interesting. If they get very cold, their body functions shut down and they sleep for a long time. Some tortoise owners create a natural environment for them. This means they say goodbye to their pet in the autumn and say, "Wakey, wakey, rise and shine," in spring. If you think this is a bit boring, you could keep your tortoise inside. Then it will not hibernate. Rabbits come in all colours and sizes, some with long ears and others with short ears. They have long teeth and they love gnawing. Gnawing carrots is fine. Gnawing on electrical leads could kill them, however. So perhaps it is best to keep them safe in a special part of the house. A rabbit came into a shop and asked, "Got any carrots?" The seller answered, "Nope." The next day, the rabbit came again and asked, "Got any carrots?" The seller replied, "No." Next day, the rabbit came and asked, "Got any carrots?" The seller shouted, "No! And if you come again and ask for carrots, I'll take some nails and hammer you on the wall by your ears." Early next morning, the rabbit came back and asked, "Got any nails?" The seller answered, "No." The rabbit asked, "Got any carrots?" Budgies are quite common pets. They come in all colours. green and yellow, white and blue, all yellow, all white, etc. They do not need a very big cage, but they are sociable birds, so they feel lonely without a mate. They are very good at imitating voices and learn quickly. If you want something bigger, a parrot might be the answer. They are talkers, just like budgies, but they also scream loudly. Horse riding is great fun. Horses become very attached to people they know, just like dogs. When you are riding a horse, you feel you're almost one with the animal. Did you know that there were no horses in Mexico before the Spaniards came there in the 16th century? When the Mexican Indians first saw a Spaniard on a horse, they thought man and horse was one creature. Throughout history, it has mostly been men who have ridden horses. They used them as workhorses and in wars. Most of the cowboys in the USA and South America were men too. Today, horse riding is more popular with girls than with boys, however. There is something about the outside of a horse that is good for the inside of a man. Winston Churchill.